Flights of fancy, flights of fancy, flights of fancy. Little Rosie loved birds. To her, birds were those amazing creatures. She loved their soft feathers. She loved their slender legs. She loved the way they flitted around. She loved the way they made nests. She loved the way they sang in the mornings, celebrating the joy of the day to come. And she loved the way they sang in the evenings, giving thanks for the wonderful things that had happened that day. She just loved everything about birds. The bit that she loved the most was the way they used to soar up in the sky. And there was many times when she used to walk up the back of her place, where she lived with her mother and father, up onto the hills that surrounded the village where she lived, and lie on her back and watch the beautiful condors soaring up above, circling round and round, so graceful and without any expenditure of energy, just soaring on the uplifts. Sometimes they'd come down quite close and it was almost like she could reach up and touch them. They were just beautiful, she thought, and so free. Well, one day, much to Rosie's excitement, her father said to her, "Rosie, we're going on a holiday to New Zealand." "Wow, New Zealand," said Rosie. "That's right," said her father. "We're going to fly down there in a plane." Well, besides birds, Rosie thought planes were great too. Maybe it was a flying thing, I don't know. But she just enjoyed being in planes. She hadn't been in that many in her life, but each time it was really, really special. "There's something else about going to New Zealand," said her father. "What's that, Rosie?" said Rosie. "Well, in New Zealand, they've got a bird called a kiwi." "Wow, a kiwi bird." "That's right," said her father. "It's very special. And with a bit of luck, we might see one." "Wow, that'd be great." So off they went, mother and her father and Rosie, out to the airport, onto the plane, and off they went. The flight was about 13 hours long, but Rosie didn't mind one bit. Lots of people slept, but not Rosie. She enjoyed every single minute. She enjoyed all the food, and she enjoyed watching the movies, and she enjoyed looking out the windows and seeing the clouds and the sun, and it was just great. When she arrived in New Zealand, the immigration man at the airport said, "Hello, young lady, what's the purpose of your visit to this country?" "I've come to see a kiwi," said Rosie, all excited. "Well, you've just seen one," said the man. "Really?" said Rosie. "That's right. I'm a kiwi. I'm a kiwi bloke." "Oh, a bloke. Right," said Rosie. "That's right," said the man. "I'm a kiwi bloke. A kiwi man." "Okay," said Rosie. The next morning, in the hotel where they were staying, they went down for breakfast. Sharon was the name of the waitress that served them. She was friendly and bright, and Rosie liked her straight away. "So, what are you up to today, young Rosie?" said Sharon, as she was giving her a cereal and toast. "Oh, I'm going to find me a kiwi today," said Rosie, all excited and determined. "A kiwi? Well, maybe I can help you out with that," she said, and off she went. In a few minutes, she came back. She had a bowl of these round, brownish-coloured, furry little creatures. "What's that?" said Rosie. "Oh, this is a bowl of kiwis." "Kiwis, really?" said Rosie. "Well, it's not really what I thought a kiwi was, but okay. Would you like to try one?" said Sharon. "Well, okay," said Rosie. So Sharon cut her open one, and inside was this beautiful green flesh. She tried it. It was delicious, sweet and juicy. They're very good for you, said Sharon. These are kiwi fruit. Oh, says Rosie. Oh, okay. Later on, Rosie said to her father, not having much luck finding a kiwi. Maybe you need to be a little bit more clear and specific about exactly what you want in your search. How do you mean? Said Rosie. Let's say we're looking for a kiwi bird. Oh, that's a good idea, said Rosie. Next morning at breakfast, Rosie said to Sharon, Sharon? Yes, Rosie? Can you tell me where I could find a kiwi bird? Well, sure. You have to go down south to see kiwis, birds in this country. Okay then, shall we go, Dad? Let's go, Rosie. So off they went. They went south. They went right to the bottom of the South Island. Then they boarded a plane and they flew across to Stewart Island. Well, Stewart Island was named after a Scotsman called Stewart, but that's another story. On the flight across, that was so exciting for Rosie. It wasn't a big plane like the Boeing that they'd flown across on before. This was a small Cessna. There was no movies or there was no food being served, but this was more like a bird. This turned and swept and skimmed across the top of the ocean, and more, it came down to land, not on a runway, a big hard tarmac London runway like it had been in landing in New Zealand, but would you believe it, a beach. Yes, that little plane landed on a beach. Wow, Rosie couldn't believe it. First they flew over just to check that everything was in order, and there was nothing in the road, no driftwood or seals or penguins or even a whale, no whales on the beach, which is good. And then they came in for the final swoop and down they went and wow, landed on the beach. It was a bit bumpy, gave Rosie a wee bit of a fright, but then they taxied to a stop and out they hopped. Mum and Dad and Rosie, they all went up to the hut or the little house where people could stay. There were some trampers in there or walkers or hikers, and Rosie struck up a bit of a conversation with them. We're looking for the kiwi bird, she said very clearly and determined. Ah, you need to go for a walk up there, said the man. Later on this afternoon. Okay. So after they'd all settled in and had something for lunch, had a wee bit of a siesta, Rosie went off on her own. She found the trail that the tramper was talking about, and went way up, wound around and up through the sand dunes and started to get into some vegetation. As she was walking along, she was looking up into the sky, looking for the kiwi bird. All of a sudden, oh, trip! She fell over. There was something on the track. She looked down, and here was this furry little round thing, two big fat legs, a big fat bum, and a big long thin nose. Oi, watch it, said the little creature. Oh, sorry, said Rosie. I was looking up in the sky for a kiwi bird. Ah, don't waste your time looking in the sky for those kiwi birds. They're down on the ground. On the ground, said Rosie. That's right. In fact, you just tripped over one. Hi, I'm South. I'm the biggest kiwi around down here. Really? Really? Said South, all proud. The more she looked at South, she realised it wasn't actually fur he had on his body. They were little soft brown feathers. Wow, you don't seem to have any wings, said Rosie, a little bit mystified. No, well, the reason we don't see us in the sky is because we don't really fly. We're flightless birds, us kiwis. We like to stick close to the ground. Oh, okay, said Rosie. Want to come with us and have a bit of a look around? Sure, said Rosie. So she got down on her hands and knees, and she went with Self underneath all the vegetation around and round and watched him as he stuck his big long snout or nose, big long thin thing, into the ground and snuffled around. On the end of my nose, on the end of my beak, I've got nostrils. Really, said Sal. Really, said Rosie. That's amazing. Yep, we're the only birds in the world that have got nostrils. Pretty special, eh?
Well, that is special, said Rosie.
Boy, you know something else pretty special about us?
No, said Rosie. What?
We make an egg 5 times as big as a chicken's. We make an egg which is one of the biggest eggs that any bird makes in proportion to its body size.
Really, said Rosie. Boy, you are pretty cool.
That's right.
So, as they rummaged around, they met other kiwis.
Hello, this is Brownie.
Hello, my name's Brownie. What's your name?
Rosie, said Rosie.
Okay, nice to meet you, Rosie.
On they went. They met some other of South's friends as well. There was Spot and Little Spot. Little Spot was tiny and cute, and all Rosie wanted to do was pick him up and hug him. On they went, rummaging around. Had a great old adventure.
Well, I'd better get back to the hut, said Rosie. Okay then, said South. Nice to meet you. We'll maybe see you tomorrow. That'll be fun, wouldn't it?
Sure would, said Rosie. Off she went back down the track into the hut, all pleased with herself. She didn't realise it, but when she got back to the hut, it was still dark. She had been out all night, and the sun was just starting to come up. So, as she came into the hut, there was her dad. He had got up early to make breakfast.
Hello, Rosie. Been off having an adventure?
Absolutely, Dad, she said. I have seen the kiwi birds. Oh, wow, that's just great. I knew you'd be out there having fun. I wasn't at all worried about you. I knew that wherever you were just having so much fun and perfectly safe.
That's right, Dad. It's just fun down here and great. Those kiwi birds are so cool. They don't need to fly. They're having so much fun on the ground.
That's great. Great. So, what do you feel like doing today, Rosie?
Well, actually, Dad, I think I might go to sleep. I'm feeling a little tired after all my adventures last night.
Okay then, Rosie, come on, get your sleeping bag out and we'll get you into there. There you go. Snuggle in there, down nice and firm and all snuggly. There you go. And here you go. Here's a little kiss on the cheek and a happy dreaming.
Thanks, Dad. This has been the best holiday I've had ever.
Absolutely, said her father.
And off she dropped into the sound sleep on the beautiful soft feathers of the sleeping bag.